Hello, and welcome to the Video Game Report. My name is Tom, and I'm going to be reviewing two games today, Jedi Knight, Jedi Academy, and Second Sight. Second Sight is for pretty much every system. It's for PS2, Xbox, GameCube, and Star Wars Jedi Academy is for Xbox and PC. Well, Second Sight's a really cool game. It's one of my favorites. You start off as the main character who wakes up in a psycho facility, and he has no idea what happened in his life. So he has no memory of what happened, and he's lying on this table, and he's all scarred up like they operated on him and stuff. So you start off as him, you find out you have telekinesis and all these cool mind abilities that not everybody has, and the present levels where you're in the facility and out there are actually sort of stealth like levels, because if you get caught, then all these guards come out and it's not fun. And then there's supposed to be the past time levels where it's actually in the war, so you don't really need to be stealth. And it's a pretty cool game. There's a lot of twists in it on what they did to you, and there's just always twists. And I didn't find that many problems with it. Only sometimes the levels would get kind of long, but it's worth it. Yeah, this game's kind of cheap now in some stores, so it's good to go out and buy it. I'd give it a 9.5 out of 10. Yeah. Okay, the next game is Star Wars Jedi Academy, and this game was really cool. I'm a big Star Wars fan, so I guess I was kind of biased, but it's pretty cool. There's a bunch of weapons, and of course the lightsaber, and you can customize your own character, your lightsaber. You can even choose what color it will be. A little touch there, it's nice. And there's a lot of levels. It's a really in-depth game. There's a choice where you can turn to the dark side or stay a Jedi. And that choice decides how you're gonna end the game. So it's pretty cool. My only issue from time to time near the end of the game, it looks like the creators just like stop making new people and they just kept all the old people. So it kind of got repetitive, but still fun. Hack and slash, you know. I'd give it probably out of 10 a 9. Yeah, these two games are really good. Hard to decide, but I'm gonna give them both over a 9, so. This has been the first presentation of the Video Game Report. Find more about podcasting from me on www.pcpages.com/zone.